Item G4, Water Extension Service 3, Alderman Nelson.
I was going to request that we move item 10 up next.
Without objection. Item G10, a concept review for Newman Properties for the northwest corner of 76th and West Oakwood. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. Quick reminder, both items G9 and G10 are related. There's two separate developments, two separate subdivisions that are being proposed by Newman Companies. So both these items are concept reviews. To remind everybody, concept reviews, the Common Council takes no action. This is only an opportunity for the developer to present their proposal, answer any questions that the Common Council may have. It also has an opportunity for the Common Council to ask questions of the developer. Again, there is no vote taken, just questions and comments. The applicant would usually then take this information and decide if they want to proceed with their project or not, or revise their project and come back again. That all lies in the hands of the developer. They decide what they want to do after this concept review. So again, that's the concept review for both these two items. G10 is the subdivision, the largest subdivision that's proposed at the corner of 76th and Oakwood. It's commonly referred to as the Schlieder property. They're proposing a single family, or Schweitzer's, excuse me. They're proposing a single family residential subdivision, single family lots on that approximately 40-acre parcel. The zoning, a couple things that are important whenever we review a project like this, the zoning, the land use, the comprehensive master plan. So what the land use is, farm fields. The zoning is, let me make sure I say it right. The zoning is R2, single family residential. The comprehensive master plan is business park. So none of these match one another. Land use is agriculture. Zoning is residential. Business park is the future land use in the comprehensive master plan. Any development that would have to occur out there, all those things would have to align. So the zoning and the comprehensive master plan would have to be the same, and then they would develop what they want to develop. Common Council would ultimately have to approve both of those, the comprehensive master plan change and the zoning change. So if the applicant wants to proceed, those are the applications that they would file that's reviewed by the Plan Commission, and Common Council has the final say on both of those. Related to that is what some of these neighbors are concerned. Our zoning ordinance, the Unified Development Ordinance, requires public sewer and water for all residential development in the city, unless the council decides not to. A separate vote, a separate decision has to be made by the Common Council not to require sewer and water, and then a residential development would not have to have one or either or both. Otherwise, the developer would have to have public sewer and water. That is not the topic of this discussion, though. The topic of this discussion is, according to my understanding of what the applicant would like to talk about, is the rezoning and the comprehensive plan. Is the city interested in that kind of a change? Remembering, again, there's no vote. Staff put together a brief council action sheet, as we normally do on these. Pretty much just sets forth the current information that's available and gives the applicant the opportunity to explain their project. When we do have an application that goes to the Plan Commission, then we will put together a report with recommendations and suggestions and those things. The last thing I would want to note is that this area, we have had some conversations with this applicant. This area, our initial thoughts, staff's initial thoughts, different between this area and the one further to the north, the Southbrook Church property. This area, farther to the south, at the far south end of where we envision business park and commercial uses, farther away from sewer and water, farther away from 76th and Lyon Road, where there's more traffic, more activity. A longer-term vision has been for this area to be more developed. This area is farther from all of that. Staff, at this point in time, doesn't see any major concerns with rezones and a comp plan change for this subdivision. That would not be the case for this area. That's the Southbrook Church. We do have some concerns about that. Our preliminary thoughts on that one would be that we might prefer to see it stay business plan. But those are just some preliminary comments. No final recommendation would come from staff until we have an application for this. So at this point, the applicant can come forward and explain their thoughts.
Right in front of that microphone. And if you both give us your both names and both addresses.
Sure, certainly.
Corey O'Donnell, Newman Developments Incorporated, N27W24025, Paul Court, Pewaukee, Wisconsin.
Tony Zanin, Pinnacle Engineering, 15850 West Blue Mountain Road, Brookfield.
Thank you. We're here before you this evening to take a look at a single-family residential development that we are proposing at the corner of 76th Street and Oakwood in Franklin. We took a look at this area and proposed a development with 68 lots in an R5 zone criteria, which I believe has a 13,000 square foot lot minimum. We're looking at a proposal here that has a minimum or an average lot size of 14,634. Taking a look at this project, we're contemplating home sizes between 1,700 and 2,100 square feet. In this project, we set aside the three-acre parcel on the corner of Oakwood and South 76 for commercial purposes to still allow some of the prime intersection or the prime corners of development in Franklin that could potentially be serviced for some type of commercial use that we did set aside for this project to be serviced with the improvements in the area. We are envisioning this being serviced with municipal sewer and municipal water. There is a sewer interceptor that does actually enter the parcel in the northwest corner. We do believe that sanitary could be serviced through that interceptor or close adjacencies for the project. Water would be a little different story where that would need to come from northern 76 in Ryan. So we're certainly looking at several different avenues to get water to the site there. We understand that there is a little conflict between current zoning on the parcel and the comprehensive master plan for the area. Taking a look at where this is located in proximity to Ryan and to 76, we kind of thought that's the corridor that really has commercial and business-type applications that might make sense. As you go further south on South 76th Street, we're not quite sure some of that gets picked up. But we did want to set aside some potential area for that if there is something in the future that could be serviced with a commercial avenue or project. But we felt that the intent or the majority of the site would be well served with single-family residential for the project. So I guess we're here before you today to really get your flavor about looking at the comprehensive master plan for the area and seeing if a residential component with a little bit of commercial in the area is something that we could potentially move forward with.
Questions for the applicant? Well, I'll start it off. When you did your due diligence in selecting not only the site but the market, what's your estimate of single-family homes sites available for sale in the city?
Well,
how many we got?
Yeah, it's one of the reasons that we directed our location to Franklin. We think it's an area that's very underserved right now with single-family residential availability of lots in the marketplace. We've been trying to get into the
southeastern area here for some time because of demand that we're hearing from our clientele, and there's just no inventory out there. We've had opportunities to get in the city of Muskego, and we've done very well with sales in that community, and we have residents and clientele that are asking to get into this market in the Franklin area, and they just really can't either find what they're looking for, if they're not happy with what's on the current market right now. So we did purposely try and target the city of Franklin in the area around here to get into some single family community, because we feel that we're getting the requests from the clientele, and we feel it's an underserved market.
Mr. Deedle, I'm going to ask you a question you may not have the answer for, so feel free. Is the predominance of residential zoning in the city of Franklin, what zoning classification is that?
My guess would be most of the existing residential zoning would be R3.
Okay. And R5 is what versus
R3? I'm not sure the exact lot size, but it's a smaller lot size.
Okay. Of the newer subdivisions in the city, what's the predominant zone?
The newer subdivisions, R6. And that's even smaller than the R5.
We went to 10 first and not 9 because
that's what
order.
John asked for.
But,
we can go backwards.
I'm having a really hard time reading what's on this.
Sure.
So could you tell me what's in the corner up there? It looks like there's kind of a large lot.
The area that enters in of South 76th Street is Outlot 1. And you're looking at an area of wetlands that have been picked up on the Natural Resource Protection Plan, and the city GIS on this particular site is where we picked up the wetlands. We're working right now with consultants to field delineate that and come up with a Natural Resource Protection Plan and also a delineated wetlands to confirm with what we see here.
Let me interrupt 1 second. Folks, the street at the bottom is 76th Street. To the right...
This is 76th.
The road at the bottom is 76th Street. The road that would be to your right would be
Oakwood.
Ryan Road.
Oakwood.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm upside.
Yeah, this is Oakwood.
No. I said to their right.
Right.
To their right. To their right would be Ryan Road.
Why don't you guys point out
the
to
the left would be
right.
Ryan is
Believe me, I'm correct, guys. Don't argue with me.
So this area that you see here has been allocated for stormwater purposes outside of the wetland area. So you'd have your road access in off of South 76th Street. You'd have stormwater ponds, stormwater access. Ryan Creek runs through here. We're envisioning a trail system along the creek, and then different wetland areas throughout this outlot that runs through the north side of the property.
Do you know if that's navigable or not?
It will be. We haven't had it determined yet. But
so you know the setback on that?
Correct.
If we ever get to that.
Correct.
She was talking about the corner closest to the mayor, closest to the city engineer.
Up here?
Yeah.
It's tough to tell. We have a lot here. We have an outlot here. There's a V, the interceptor sewer, kind of cuts through the property. It must have went under the creek and then made a 45-degree angle and went back out. So there's a gap in the lots right in this area, right here. This would be an outlot, and this would be the sewer connection. So we would tap into this existing sewer here and then service our property.
And what's underneath that's green is that, or dark, is that hydric soils?
Over here.
In the middle of the property, all the
here?
Shaded, yes.
Those, that is just wooded with the aerial on. That's just kind of wooded areas or not wooded areas, but just darker vegetation at the time of the aerial. Most of it's farm. We do have this tree, this little wooded area here, but the rest of this here into here is just the vegetation, the way it shows on the area.
The back of these lots are not wooded on the far side where your clips are on the mayor's side here.
On the mayor's side here?
I don't believe it is.
No, that's
all. Yeah.
I just noticed that some of the lots in the front where the cul-de-sac came in had some of the larger trees in them. So
here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you have a whole lot there that, you know, it seems like you could pull those out, but I don't even know if we're going toward that point, but that's just, you know, looking at your
right. So along with the wetland, there is also floodplain on the north end along the creek. So we've got floodplain, wetland, potential wetland here. And again, kind of as you mentioned, the wooded area over here, most of our building setbacks are outside of that. But those are things that we have to look at yet, based subject to how this meeting goes and moving forward with our field inspections.
I was a little bit surprised to hear the planning manager kind of said the reverse of what I thought, because I thought maybe it would make more sense to build closer to where, you know, the city is, where there's development, rather than stretch it all the way out
sure.
where there's nothing at, and then have to try to run that sewer and charge, you know, all the people for the sewer. And it seems like the other one, there might be
right.
A method to hook up to it, which is G9 we're not talking about right now.
I think in the overall scheme of things, once we get into that discussion, I think Corey can kind of explain where we feel, you know, you've got commercial or your business up on the north end, and as you transition down the road, it would make sense on maybe some multifamily going down to single-family residential on the far south end. So you're transitioning from a more commercial area, and as you move down the road, you get into that R8 area, which will be the next item, down to the single-family. So I think it's a good transition. I don't know if you want to go into more discussion.
Typically, what we've seen also in commercial industrial areas, generally to transition into single-family or into residential, typically you'll see a multifamily component that helps buffer that. So you'll go from that commercial industrial.
Excuse me, could you please give him the microphone so the folks could hear? Thank you.
What we have seen in other communities and what works well in commercial industrial areas to bridge that or to get into residential from there, typically we've seen it would go into some type of multifamily component as a buffer, and then from that point it would step down into single-family residential. And you'll see that generally you won't go from commercial industrial right into single-family. You would have that buffer that helps provide density issues. Typically, a lot of the residents in single-family in larger lots don't want to be adjacent to or up against some type of commercial or industrial component. So you'll see that a lot of the planning aspects will have that two-family or a condominium or some type of multifamily component between the residential and the commercial.
I have some concerns with this not matching the master plan and losing the BP, the business zoning, where we're trying to do the 70-30 goal. I'm talking about the master plan. It's really hard for me to really stretch here. Maybe I can pull this closer. The master plan zoning is not zoned what he's proposing, and I have concerns about how that fits in with the master plan of the city and, you know, just taking a project that comes along without thinking about the future. One of the things I noticed in the district I am, Rawson Avenue, was not a real wide road when I first moved here. It's now like 8 lanes or something. But we put all this residential around on it, and it's probably one of the most heavily trafficked roads we have now. And we always need this traffic count to have business development. And 76 is one of these busier roads. So I just wonder if, you know, taking the highest traffic count roads, which businesses need, and putting residential on them, if that's the best way to go for the city. So I would like to see a little bit more information about the master plan as we look at this. So that's all.
Anyone else?
Alderman Mayor.
Sidewalks.
Well, we have looked at accessibility throughout the development, and you know, we would willing to discuss sidewalk implementation for the project. I think a recommendation was also to have some type of system along South 76th Street. Ironically, you'll see on this layout there really isn't much frontage that our parcel has on South 76th Street. It's a little bit here on the north side, and then the rest of the parcel has frontage, some frontage on Oakwood. But the way this has been carved up, actually there's quite a bit that actually this parcel doesn't front both South 76th or Oakwood. So accessibility there, you know, we certainly could look at in front of where we access 76 and some type of trail system. Internally in the subdivision, we certainly could either look at a trail or some type of sidewalks for the community. We'd be open to discussion and with sidewalk implementation and maybe a time of construction of homes to have the sidewalks go in.
I would. I'm only one vote, but when it comes to me, I won't vote yes for it unless there are internal sidewalks. I view this as a family residential area where there's going to be small kids. I view it as a safety issue. I view it as a recreational issue. So I would want to see internal sidewalks there. You can't put sidewalks in later. If you don't put them in when you do the development, you're not going to get them later without a huge fight. So I would want to see sidewalks.
Alexandra.
I'd just like to know what the financial impact would be to the city. You're estimating 1,700 to 2,100 square foot homes. So just a ballpark figure on the pricing and the possible tax impact to the community.
Yeah, so you're looking for a home lot package on what we think that the market is going to be in this community?
Yes.
You know, similar type communities with lot sizes, you know, we've been in the mid to high threes into the fours for lot sales. I would anticipate that we would probably try and get in 100,000, under 100,000, but based on where costs would come in and what type of services we come in, you know, we're going to be somewhere in that range, 100,000 or over.
100,000 for the lot?
Just for the lot, yeah.
Okay. So you're looking at somewhere in the $300,000 to $400,000 range?
Is what we're anticipating would be the market for this community, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Your Honor. I have no issue with residential being in this area. I mean, residential or, you know, Alderwoman Wilhelm talked about a, you know, business park for businesses, and that's something that, you know, we definitely need to have a conversation about what we want that area to look like. We have the master plan. It says one thing, and, you know, so we have to look at that. You know, the concern that I'll have moving forward is what it would cost. What you heard earlier with the residents, you know, that's a lot of money to stick to people that, you know, have no intention of, you know, of wanting to go anywhere, of developing their land. I mean, I understand those that have land that's valuable for development that, you know, we've done in the past. I remember doing 51st Street from Putes, and we went all the way to basically Ryan Road, and there were some homeowners that were happy because they could then hopefully develop their property. You had some homeowners that weren't because they had no intention of leaving, and now they have a big bill to pay off. So, you know, we're going to have to obviously have that conversation at some point. And I'm guessing, you know, based on those that spoke, you know, there's people in the audience that maybe didn't speak but have the same concern that for that, those that did. And, you know, some I represent on the east side, and some Alderman Nelson represents on the west side. So those are, you know, concerns that I have that, you know, I just want to let you know that you know, what's going to happen to these individuals matters to me. And I'm not quite sure whether, you know, putting that type of bill in their mailbox is something I'll be comfortable with.
Well, I think what's important is the first step that we need to gather is fact-finding. You know, really understand what the community is interested in. Depending upon the community, the market, and where people are at, some want services, some do not. And I think the first step is reaching out to the community and finding out, okay, well, what is the interest level, you know, for development or for city services in the area? And I think we got the answer here on what is and is not wanted in the area. So I think that puts the onus back on us as a developer. Okay, well, take a look. How can we service this community, or how can we get municipal services to our project, and what is the impact, or how can we do that that's beneficial to all parties involved? And that's certainly what we will be doing at this point now, to taking a look at how we can service it, what's the most economical way to service it, what works best for us, what impact if neutral costs could be proposed, or we could have alternative routes for implementation of the infrastructure, that's what we're going to do, and that's what we're going to take back from some of the information we received tonight and come up with a plan that, that works for all parties. Now, whether this area would be commercial or whether it would be single-family residential, municipal services would need to be there to service whatever would come. So, you know, we certainly want to take a look at what we can do there. What's nice on this particular site is you've got a sewer interceptor that already runs through the parcel. So that's something we can work with now without having to impact any of the addition residents or owners adjacent to it with minimal, if no, impact or assessments necessary to service this parcel. Water is a different story. Water isn't on the site, so that's something we'll have to take a look at and where can we service it from and what can we do to offset some of the concerns we heard this evening. And we'll get on that, and we have some ideas already that we think we have some potential solutions for that. Again, we don't have that information until we ask for it. And I know I would feel the same way if I received something in the mail and indicating that there could be some significant costs associated with development. I would have some of those same concerns, and I would be sitting in that audience this evening with the same questions. But, again, now we're given the opportunity to take a look and really try and get this to work to move forward. And that's why we're here tonight to look at the concept plan, to get the feel on whether a comprehensive master plan change might work in this area for single family and for some residential development. And if that's the case, you know, we certainly can move this forward and see how can we serve and can we put the improvements in place here and get this to be beneficial both for us as a development project, for the city of Franklin, for available inventory and lots in the community, and for the adjacent residents that you know, in the future, if they do want to connect to services that they're near or adjacent, but, you know, there's no assessment out there and they have the ability maybe to connect in the future and they don't have that contemplated special assessment charge out in front of them.
Well, I think as you do your fact-finding and your due diligence, that you'll be able to share that information with us so we can, well, we have to make that decision whether or not we would pull the trigger. And it is this body that will decide. That's the reality. And you know, we've done it in the past. But that doesn't mean that we're going to do it right here. I mean, you know, I think, you know, I understand the frustration of the residents, but coming up here and threatening or, you know, trying to take out your anger on us when all we're doing is gathering information really works against you, just so you know. And so I would just be careful when not the developer, but residents that show up. I mean, we're here to listen, and we're going to listen to the developer also, and we're going to do it. Each of us represents, you know, what, 6,000 people roughly, and we're going to do what we think is in the best interest as a city as a whole. But that doesn't mean we don't understand the impact on those that receive that survey and what it could cost them. So we have to weigh those things, and I see some familiar faces in the audience, and definitely, you know, I'll hear from them as well. So continue to do your due diligence and then, you know, come back with what you think are solutions so these residents – you can build something and these residents don't get impacted adversely.
Alderman Barber.
One of the considerations I have for this project review is the fact that I hear constantly from people wanting to move into Franklin that there isn't available sites for them to move to. Especially now, I'm hearing a lot from people that have raised families here. I live in a subdivision that's kind of not aging, but their children are growing up, and they're looking for places for their children to live because they want to be in Franklin. And the inventory there is short, and that's why my consideration would be to increase the inventory at this point, given the fact that there are a lot of other considerations that you're going to have to go through. But my initial impression is that the inventory is needed, and people are looking for lots, whether they're children or whether they're coming into the community.
Alderman Nelson.
Well, I look forward to working with you and finding out other ways and avenues to get this project done, but I am vehemently against this project at its face putting this type of onus on the residents, because this is, in my estimate, I couldn't imagine getting that notice in the mail. I mean, that's scary. But, yes, I'm looking forward to keeping in touch with you and keeping updates.
Okay, so let's move back to G9. Mr. Deedle, would you like to give us the overview on final?
Same thing, different location.
Yep, same thing, different locations. I believe, again, this early in the process, I believe that the major difference between these two projects is the proximity to the sewer and water, proximity to a nice, busy, highly trafficked road. It's more centrally located within the proposed business park and commercial areas. Again, I can't stress enough, so early in the process, but I want to try to, you know, lay all the cards on the table as early as I can. I believe I will have concerns about this one. I would probably prefer to see this stay business park or commercial, but I won't make a final decision until I have an application in front of me that I can review.
I'll just put my two cents in. I was one of the drivers of the idea of a business park in this area. But times change. We need some density. We need some population. And if this was farther north, I'd be adamantly opposed. Where it is, I agree it's a good buffer. Anyone else?